We just wrapped up the month of July, which was observed as Disability Pride Month. Our intention was to bring you an interview with one of our past guests who, along with another woman, wrote a book compiling stories of people with chronic illness and disability. The book was called Invincible, and Molly Ayers joined Ann Schober for that publication. Sadly, due to her illnesses and declining health, Ann was unable to join us. We have now learned that Ann Schober, the author of Invincible, passed away this week. So in her memory this weekend, we are running this repeat edition of the WPGM Community Forum from last summer, 2024, when we spoke to Ann Schober about the book Invincible. This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. We are talking today with Ann Schober. She and Molly Ayers have joined together to create a book, Invincible, Finding the Light Beyond the Darkness of Chronic Illness. They have collected stories of many chronic illness warriors, and we're going to talk to Ann today about the process of creating the book, why they did it, and a bit about living with chronic illness. Ann Schober is going to be talking about this Invincible book. Thanks for joining us on the program, Ann. Let's begin just with some of the background.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to start a little bit at the beginning. So a few years ago, my friends were all here for New Year's Eve, and they asked me, like, what are my goals? Because I have disability, so I just can't be out and about like everybody else. And that was a question that really stuck with me for a very, well, at least a month, which in my world is a very long time. So I decided to put out into the universe via LinkedIn and Facebook that who you see and who I represent is not who I am. And that was really important for me. So I just told everybody that I have rheumatoid arthritis along with other things, and I have to be in a wheelchair if I want to go out with my friends. And I turned it off. Like, I turned the computer off. And about, I don't know, maybe a week later, I got back on, and there were over 500 responses, which overwhelmed me. So all of a sudden, all these emails are coming into me, and one of them stuck with me, which is Molly's. She kept saying, like, if you need help, I'm here to help you with this. And I was so overwhelmed, and she was the only person to say that she would help me. And I reached out to her, and together we have created Invincible. And to make a really crazy connection, she is the sister of one of my all-time favorite students. And I did not know that when I said, yes, please help me. So it's been an amazing collaboration.
Give me some idea of why you feel like it is important for people to see these stories. I mean, whether they're a sufferer or if they're someone looking in, you know, on someone else, is that, you know, what's the most important part of getting this into people's hands?
Awareness and not judging people based on what they look like from the outside. I remember when I got my handicap placard, like, I would not use it because I felt like I was being judged. Well, you know, people saying, well, you're not in a wheelchair and all that kind of crazy stuff. And my husband is the one who really, every time we went out, he always parked it handicapped. And I'm like, do I need to look like I'm limping? You know what I mean? And it's all about awareness and not judging those that have these invisible illnesses, because we're people too. And just let, like, we have a story that needs to be told. And I think that, oh my goodness, so much. Yeah, I think that's why we wanted to do this book, mostly for awareness, but also less judgmental. My brother-in-law read my book even before it was published, and he wrote back the most amazing message saying, thanks to this book, I no longer look at people on their outside, but I look for them more on their inside. And that was it. Like, that was it.
Yeah, that sums it all up right there with that letter. Did you find yourself being surprised by some of the reactions by people? I mean, I know within our case, I mean, my daughter has done a lot of you know, stuff online with people with similar issues. So she's like, she's told me, you know, when we get the handicap placard, she says people might say something to you or mock that or say, well, you're not handicapped. And I guess, I don't know, I'm thinking too highly of humanity or something, but you know, she was right. I mean, that's the kind of thing that happens. Did you find a lot of that stuff was sort of surprised you how people react?
Yes and no. When I put my story out there, I had known quite a few of the people that responded, and I said in the post, I do not want pity. I want to raise awareness. And I think what surprised me most were the people that just kept pitying me. I'm like, no, don't pity me. Like, I've been given this as my little chance to raise awareness. So please don't pity me. So I think that was the most surprising. But the second one, which I don't know will answer your question fully, is that I had students respond to my post that had autoimmune diseases going on while I was their teacher. And my heart broke because I really tried to form relationships with all of my students, and knowing that they were going through stuff and I didn't catch it, that really aches my heart. I think that's the biggest surprise.
Can you just kind of give me an example of you know, one of the stories recounted in the book, and how, just to give people an idea of how these can impact you?
When we first started getting all these submissions for the book, they were all so negative, extremely negative. They couldn't see anything positive from their illness, and that's what I wanted to change. So Molly and I sat down and said, first off, nobody's going to buy a book where it's always sad and pity me, anger, you know what I mean? So we had to come up with a good format for the book. And I'm not sure if you are familiar with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross.
Yes.
She originally, yeah, so she wrote The Five Stages of Grief, and that is where we took our idea from. So we start with denial, and we have stories for that, and then we go to acceptance. So it's not like negative, 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 and then the book ends with gratitude. So once we wrote back to all the authors and said, let's kind of rework these things, oh my goodness, it came together so awesomely. Like, it's just so a person can pick up the book and maybe they're going through denial with their own stuff, and they can read like, okay, there's other people are feeling the same way, but then again, how do you accept it? So I know, yeah, I just love the format of the book.
I feel like I have an understanding, but yet I don't fully, because it's not me with the illnesses.
Right.
It's my child. But I'm sure that that's a whole area of its own, is dealing with a child that has these issues and how you approach it.
Absolutely. We asked for caregivers to, you know, submit their stories, and we only got one of those, and that kind of struck us. So that's what we're focusing on in the future, is to really think about the caregivers and thanking them in the right way for all they do for us in the background. And I think that's so important. Like, I look at my husband, who takes care of me so much, but he needs breaks too, and he also needs to be thanked a lot.
Like you said, you use a wheelchair, but it's not, you like, you're have to be in it all the time. It's that sort of thing. Is that kind of a way a lot of these people are, that, you know, that's why there's such a confusion about it to other people?
Right. I will go to the grocery store 3 times a week to get some of my steps in, and I lean on a cart. I remember the first time I was out by myself, I used a walker, and I had to go back for a follow-up. And nobody would open the door for me. There were like 5 people that passed me, and they just totally ignored me. And that was super hard. I had a walker. I need help getting in and out of the doors, but nobody held the door open. It was like I didn't exist. So that was a really, really big wake-up call for me. So then when I had to go to the wheelchair, I think that was worse, because I didn't want to be in it. I am so stubborn. I don't want people to see that I'm sick. And I feel like those assistive devices make it look like you're sick. And for a person that wants to hide all of that, that was a really, really hard realization I had to come to, is that I need help and I should be okay asking for it. And I think all of us with a chronic illness, that's our biggest downfall, is not asking for help.
The advice I always give my daughter is, look, you got to suffer, then at least enjoy the perks.
Love that. Exactly. That's actually a really good title for another blog that I might write, Crack. And I need to say, what is amazing. Your daughter is lucky to have you in her life, because that is so awesome that you support her so much.
Just final thoughts on the book, and who you would recommend it to and why.
Absolutely. I'm going to do a little plug here too. So here we go. I love the book. We had tried to get it published through a publishing company that published my first two books. So we had told all the authors that the publisher is going to be doing this. We need all the stories in by November. Well, I was in the hospital literally from November through January, and I had a lot of time on my hands, and I emailed the publishing company and they said, we have decided not to publish your book. I felt horrible. I'm going to let all of these authors down and our book isn't going to be published. So Molly and I decided to self-publish, and it was actually our best decision, because we let the author's stories stay in their own voice. So we didn't go through it and do a whole lot of edits or anything, because it's their story and we didn't want to mess that up for them. So the book, I believe, is good for everybody and anybody. So somebody who is fighting their own chronic illness on a daily basis can read that and say, you know what, there's somebody else in the world that feels the same way I do. But it's also meant for people who are caregivers and just the whole general population, because you don't know what a person is going through, and it's time to open your eyes and ask questions. And I think that is what we want. So to piggyback on that, we have created two workbooks that will hopefully be published in the next month or so. And one is called Becoming Invincible, and that is a workbook for people that do have chronic illness. And the other one is called Caring for the Invincible, which is for the caregivers to kind of write their own thoughts and feel all the feelings kind of on their own terms and in their own space. So we are super excited for that to come out, because I think that's going to help a lot more people. But Invincible is meant for anybody and everybody. And I hope people read it and really take into account like what people are going through. I gave a book to my doctor at Johns Hopkins, as well as my rheumatologist here in Lancaster. And I know Molly has given it to people that she works with. So we hope to make a difference. That's all we want, is just make a difference and less judging and more accepting.
Okay. And the book's called Invincible, Finding the Light Beyond the Darkness of Chronic Illness. And your name, Ann Schober, and Molly Ayers, the other contributor put this together. The cover is actually brings a tear to my eye, because it so illustrates, you know, what the book is. Explain that cover to me and how you, how does that come about?
So that is the only part that we actually put money into the book. Molly and I have this idea of climbing a mountain, and it's kind of dark on one side, but then light on the other. But neither one of us are really artists. Like, I'm terrible. I can't even do stick figures, but we had that idea. So we were, I was on a site for self-publishing authors, and this one company kept coming up and up and up again. You pay them a certain amount of money, which is very minimal, and they will keep trying to design the cover after they feed you what they thought of, and then you can add to that. And the person that did ours really nailed what we were thinking. You just have this mountain, and sometimes you can't do it on your own, so you need that hand to be outstretched and accept the help, which people with chronic illness, we don't want to ask for help, right? So that just kind of shows that help is good for those of us who are suffering, and not to be so stubborn and just accept it.
All right. And online to purchase it would be best place to send people. Do you have a site that they can purchase it from, or?
Yes, our website is www.invincible2023.com. And there is, on that website, they can see all the blog posts, the chapters of the book. They can see television interviews we have done together. Yes, it's awesome. We publish a blog every week. Next week is going to be about mental health because May is Mental Health Month. And I am actually seeing a therapist for the first time ever on Tuesday. So then on Wednesday, when I write the blog, I'll be able to say like more about mental health because I'm going through that at the same time. So I'm super excited for next week's blog.
And again, if you're tuning in late, we want to remind you, you've been listening to an interview we did a year ago with Ann Schober. She and Molly Ayers, as you heard, put together this book on chronic illness. Now, Ann passed away this last week, and we decided to bring you the interview again, talking about the book and about these issues just after Disability Pride Month. We do appreciate you tuning in to the program. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.